The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster, a champion of garage and gate safety. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Norway is going all in on electric cars, and they appear to have come up with a pretty effective incentive for drivers.
This car will be for free.
For free?
More after this from Charlie. Norway has decided that there's only one way to meet its emission goals, and that is to give up trying to improve on internal combustion. CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips says it's a deal drivers are finding hard to resist.
Leif Halvorden admits he's one of the lab rats.
This is the little baby you're considering buying, then? Is
it? Yes.
Leif has done the math. With all the government incentives to go electric, he says he'd be crazy not to.
Incentives such as no 25% sales tax and no road registration fee, two things which typically double the cost of a car in Norway, plus no highway tolls, free ferry rides, and recharging stations where electricity not only comes from clean hydropower, but is also free.
And for commuter Anita Viborg, there's another e-car incentive, access to bus and taxi lanes.
I can save up to an hour if it's really bad, actually.
And you're saying, of course, people will buy something that's heavily subsidized, but what happens once you can no longer afford the subsidies? Well, Norway's going to find out, because Norway's deputy environmental minister says the electric cars are so popular, they're going to have to phase out the subsidies.
45, 50, 60% when you get a real big market share, of course, the benefits has to be phased out. But we are not.
And is that what you're anticipating? 45, 50, 60% electric?
I mean, we have to go to 100%.
100%. As for the U.S., we still have the largest fleet of plug-in electric vehicles in the world, but as a share of the total market, we're a little short of 100%. In fact, we're short of 10%. In fact, we're short of, we're at 0.62%. That's going to take one heck of a subsidy. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.